The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Every Tuesday, we join Representative William Timmons for Tuesday with Timmons. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Joey, good morning. Great to be with you. Doing well.
All right. Before we jump in, we have a lot to cover as we are jumping into 2022. But I was just, you probably heard part of my conversation a minute ago. We're talking about President Biden's teleconference yesterday with farmers and meat, poultry, producers. He's planning to spend $1 billion of the American Rescue Plan dollars to help what he believes to be to help beef prices. Now, it was interesting to me. Part of the story is that it seemed that Joe Biden didn't really understand that beef prices and chicken prices and pork prices had soared until a family friend over the holidays was telling him about it. Is that how out of touch this man is?
Well, I doubt they told him about it. They probably told somebody on his team that's telling him what to say about it. I don't think this president is steering any policy decisions at this point, and it's a sad day.
So have you heard about, did you have a chance to hear any of his discussion yesterday where he wants to spend this $1 billion? The idea is to get it to local independent meat processors to help them compete with the big boys. Anytime the federal government wants to do some type of program like this, I'm always suspect as to whether or not it actually makes it back to the local level to the person that it's intended for.
That's the difference between the Republican and the Democrat approach to addressing our economy. President Trump deregulated. He removed obstacles for small business owners to compete, to succeed in the global economy. And Democrats want to take somebody's money, give it to somebody else. And at any time, they're going to – anytime there's an opportunity for waste, fraud, or abuse, I can assure you that the federal government is going to have that. So I don't – think this money's going to get where he says it's going to go, and I don't think it's going to do what he says it's going to do.
Yeah. I mean, we're already seeing that, unfortunately, all around the country. We are seeing instances of where people are being prosecuted for abusing various COVID relief funds. I mean, we've seen some right here in the upstate, and we're going to see more. Because anytime the federal government tries to do these types of things, there's always waste, there's always abuse. I just thought it was interesting, and the probably the more interesting part of this was that that he actually admitted this on his teleconference yesterday. I mean, he says that he was having dinner with some friends on Sunday, and a friend of his told him that the cost of ground chuck had gone up to $5 a pound, and he acted like he was surprised about it. So that's our president.
Joey, I just want to point out, point out real quick, the COVID relief money that went out, we're still getting good numbers back. It is, at the very least, tens of billions, possibly $100 billion that was stolen. We just got to think about this. I mean, you have people all over the country that stole hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars. And, you know, they're probably going to get a couple years. We had a guy in Greer that stole $2 million. He got 2 years in federal prison. Do you know what happens if you steal $10,000 from a bank? You walk into a bank and you hold them up and you take 10 grand? You go to prison for 10, 15, 20 years. But you take $2 million from the federal government, you go to jail for 2 years. Literally. Possibly $100 billion was stolen during COVID. It's the biggest theft in the history of mankind.
And we kind of knew that was going to happen going into this, because there's just no way that the federal government can roll out that much cash and there not be abuse. And I think we're just touching the edge of the iceberg with this. We're going to see more and more of this. I just hope that the Department of Justice sticks with it and prosecutes these people.
It's wild. You know, just the situation that we're facing right now, we don't have the prisons to put people in. And I mean, I know it was probably a year ago. We talked about the richest man in the world owns Louis Vuitton. And I mean, you know, guess why he made so much money during the pandemic? Because $100 billion was stolen and a lot of it was spent on high-end luxury items.
Yep.
That's exactly what we don't need to worry about in the middle of the pandemic.
Yep. All right. So here we are, January the 4th, kicking off 2022. You guys are set to get back to work in D.C., midterms coming up in November, giving us a chance to regain control of the U.S. House, the U.S. Senate. We all know the importance of that, but what do things look like between now and then? I mean, we've got a lot of territory to cover between now and November when we could possibly do that. Yesterday, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, he sent a letter to the Democrat caucus saying that he wants to force a vote on changing the Senate rules that would allow them a pathway to passing the Democrats' voting rights legislation. First, what are the odds that Schumer's able to do this? Secondly, let's talk for a minute about the proposed changes that the Democrats would like to make to the voting rights.
Well, the same Democrats that want me to show an ID and a vaccine card to go eat dinner in Washington, D.C., do not want to allow South Carolina to tell its citizens that they need to show an ID to vote. It is just insane. There's no logical connection. They allege that asking a citizen to show an ID to vote is racist, and you are disenfranchising minorities, which is just factually inaccurate. Doesn't make any sense, because they're okay with asking that same person to show an ID and a vaccine card to go have dinner. So it's just crazy. They're going to keep beating this drum of Republicans are racist. Republicans are trying to disenfranchise minorities to win elections, which is not true. Republicans want it to be as easy as possible for everyone to vote, but they also want to give people the confidence in the outcome of the election. And they're going to continue to have this conversation about how the changes that have been made to fix election laws, to make sure that what we saw happen last year will never happen again. We will never lose confidence in our voting, in our elections. And so they don't have the facts on their side. So they're going to keep playing politics, and they're going to continue to talk about changing the rules to pass Build Back Better and to pass these ridiculous policies that they're pushing. And spoiler alert, none of it's going to work, and they're going to get wiped out in November.
Yeah. Yeah. What do some of your Democrat colleagues, when you guys are discussing the voting laws, and of course they want to federalize this. They don't want South Carolina and Georgia and North Carolina. They don't want states to be able to sort of correct some of these mistakes themselves. What is their argument really on the voter ID? I mean, as you just pointed out, they want you to show your vaccine card. And in most places, when you show your vaccine card, they also want a photo ID so they can make sure that you are really that person. What's their argument for not wanting voter ID?
We're not really having conversations on policy in Washington. We're using talking points. And the talking point for this issue is Jim Crow 2.0. President Biden's out of his own mouth, and they're alleging that the objective of the changes to election laws across the country that resulted after the presidential election and the wide amount of voter fraud. When I just say that, they go crazy because there was voter fraud. There was voter fraud. Whether it was enough to change the outcome of the election is a separate conversation, but we get back to this whole conversation about January 6th and about the vote to certify, and it just gets off track. So there's no policy-based conversation. The truth is that South Carolina is the only state that got the Supreme Court, and Justice Kavanaugh said that unelected bureaucrats and federal judges are not allowed to change election laws. And the reason that is because if they were allowed to, then the citizens of this country would lose faith in the outcome of the election. Yeah. And that's what happened in South Carolina. We got the Supreme Court. Nobody else did. And guess what? unelected bureaucrats and federal judges changed election laws all over this country, and people lost faith in the election. So
yep.
we're going to fix it, and they're going to keep talking about it like they have this higher moral authority because they say that Republicans are racist. But it's just not true. It's just not true, and that's why they're going to get wiped out in November.
Yep. Representative William Timmons, Happy New Year to you, and I look forward to our visits on Tuesday mornings as we take on 2022.
Happy New Year, Joey. Look forward to next week. Be well.
Yes. Representative William Timmons.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.